listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings of your news briefing. Inquiries are continuing into a fiery crash in Perth's north. A motorcycle and a Toyota Kluga collided around 4:40 this morning on Hepburn Avenue in Sorrento, causing the vehicle to roll and burst into flames. Two men who were on the motorcycle are in hospital. One of them is fighting for life. The driver of the vehicle is also in hospital. WA's rollout of the monkeypox vaccine won't start until at least the end of the month. Our share was due to arrive this week, while the jab is being offered to high-risk groups in New South Wales from today. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says the vaccine is now meant to arrive here by late this month or early next month.
We'll be working with peak bodies to make sure that those high-risk target groups will have access to vaccinations.
The Premier is in support of Defence Force personnel being based in WA's northwest. Mark McGowan says it makes no sense for the majority to be in the eastern states, as it's unlikely we'll be attacked by New Zealand. A review of the ADF is underway, with the federal government wanting to address changing security risks. The state government is standing firm on its public sector wages policy. Unions will push ahead with planned industrial action next week. Premier Mark McGowan says the offer on the table, which includes a $2,500 bonus, is very generous.
I just urge people to sign up to it and we can start the benefits flowing as soon as possible.
In sport, Fremantle's Lachie Schultz says the team is finding form at the right time of the year, with a top four spot still up for grabs. Melbourne's Jake Lever says the Demons will be addressing their trend of throwing away leads heading into the final two rounds of the regular season.
We have been in a lot of situations where we've played some good footy throughout, particularly the first half, and then we have let things slip. For us, we felt like on Friday night we let one slip.
And Bailey Smith has signed a new contract to keep playing for the Western Bulldogs for two more seasons.